I'm Brady. Thank you for joining me. And on the line right now, I've got Tom Spence. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Brady. Thank you so much for this opportunity to promote Wyoming Writers Yearly Conference.
Absolutely. That Wyoming Writers Conference is coming up. Is that right?
That is.
Uh-oh. I might have lost Tom. I think we might have lost Tom here. We're talking about the Wyoming Writers Yearly Conference. See if we can get Tom back here in just a moment. And the Wyoming Writers is the statewide writers organization. And that Wyoming Writers Yearly Conference is coming up. So let's see if we can get Tom back on the line.
Hey, I'm back. I don't know what happened. I'm out here in the boondocks, Brady.
Okay.
And you never know what's going to happen out here. The wire I got strung between here and the chicken house must not be sufficient. okay, anyway, as I was saying, the Wyoming Writers Conference is going to be held June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Headwaters Arts and Conference Center in Dubois. And we have a wonderful array of conference faculty. Our keynote speaker and instructor in writing is Kent Kruger, who is the author of a long series of Cork O'Connor mysteries, which are set in Minnesota, usually in the winter. And he is much honored for his writing. He has won just about every award you can win with a mystery writer, such as the Mystery Writers of America Award, the Edgar Award, the Best Novel Anthony Award, the Deadly Pleasures Mystery Magazine Award, and so on. So we are really looking forward to having Kent at our conference. Also, because we are focused often on middle and young adult fiction, we're going to have Nancy Turner Stevens, who is published by HarperCollins, and she is going to be talking about what we generally call kid lit and the significance of picture books, story books, and of course text. We're going to have our own David Rombett, who is a former poet laureate of the state. He's a musician and, as you know, an inspirational instructor of poetry. He will be doing our poetry workshops. And he has, of course, a recent collection of poetry, Dilemmas of the Angels, which I just finished reading a few weeks back. A wonderful collection. He's a wonderful poet, and I think we will really enjoy his workshop. We also know, Brady, the importance these days of self-publishing. It's one of those dangerous things to do. If you put something into print that you regret later on, well, you got it.
Especially with the internet. Once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah. On the other hand, if you go through the sometimes tedious and very, very discouraging struggle to find an agent and a publishing house that will handle your manuscripts, then sometimes you are drawn towards self-publishing. So self-publishing has a significant niche of the publishing business these days. And so we have an expert on that whose name is Polly Latovsky, and she's going to be talking about the goods and the bads and the ups and the downs of self-publishing. We're also going to have some agents, one from the Bond Agency in Denver, well-known literary agency, Becky Lejeune, who is going to be seeking manuscripts. And we have, as we had last year, a Jackson-based editor and publisher, Aaron Linsdow, from Sastrugi Press. He'll be there. We also have an agent, Carrie Howland, from the Empire Literary Agency in New York City, will be coming out. She's looking for Western manuscripts to represent. So we should have an incredible conference.
It's, and
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it sounds like it's going to be, it sounds like you've got a number of speakers and guests that are going to be on hand here. Tell us, how long does the conference go for?
It goes 3 days, and it starts on the Friday, that is the first. We have an evening of awards, and then we have a full day of workshops on Saturday. We have a banquet on Saturday evening, and then it goes on into Sunday morning when we conclude our business, because we do have some business to do as an organization, and then we turn everybody loose to drive home. We have a contest, Brady, that is associated with our yearly conference, and this is a significant national writing contest. We get entries from all over the country. And we publicize it all over the country. We have five categories in that conference, I mean, in that contest. Adult fiction, flash fiction, which is that kind of trendy, shorter, quick fiction. We have children's fiction. We have a nonfiction category. And poetry, both in traditional versified and rhymed poetry, as well as free verse. And for the rest of the rules on that contest, why anyone who is interested should go to our website, which is wildwriters.org. And there's a drop-down for the contest as well as for more details on our upcoming conference.
And Tom, if for people that might want to attend, do they need to attend all 3 days, or could they just pick and choose?
They can do a daily if they like to. There are some people, particularly those people who might be close to Dubois, you know, from Riverton or Lander or over the hill, that might want to just come because the workshops are all held on Saturday.
Okay.
And so they might want to come for one day, and we do have a one-day conference fee, which is a much reduced fee.
And Tom, who exactly is this for? Who can attend this event?
This is for anybody who wants to attend it. You do not have to be a Wyoming resident to attend our conference, nor do you have to be a Wyoming resident to become a member of Wyoming Writers.
Okay. And do people need to be pre-registered?
It's a good idea, because if you pre-register now, you get a discount. If you go to the table on the opening of the conference, you're going to pay a full price rather than a discounted price. Encouraging people to pre-register helps us plan meals and other amenities for the conference.
Sure. And so then is this, if someone maybe, you know, starting out in writing, maybe doesn't know how to go about getting something published, is that all information they'll learn at this conference?
Oh, you betcha. You can go from any level. We have had first-time published people who have talked to an agent at our conference, and the agent said, look, I love the story that you told me that you're working on. And what I want to do is help you get it published. I can tell you how to get through the ropes and the hurdles and the hoops and get you there. So we have people who have never talked to an agent or to a publishing house before. And then we have people who have a long list of publications who still enjoy commingling with their fellow writers and sharing ideas and thoughts and renewing friendships.
Well, it sounds like for anyone interested in writing or anyone who's currently doing writing that this would be a good place for them to go learn a little bit more of about the business of writing.
And one final thing, join Wyoming Writers. We are a modest organization, and if you enter the contest with an additional $20, you can also be a member of Wyoming Writers.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
Oh, there you go.
Talking with Tom Spence about the Wyoming Writers Conference. Tom, one more time, when and where the conference is.
Okay, the conference is going to be held in Dubois, Wyoming, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
All right.
And all other information that I've either left out or mangled can be downloaded at wildwriters.org.
Wildwriters.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, Tom Spence with the Wyoming Writers Conference. Tom, I thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you for putting me on here so we can get the word out. Appreciate all the help that KBBS gives us.
All right. Thank you very much. And I'm sure we'll be talking again before that conference comes up this summer. Keep those dials tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.